why I'm hanging on so tight.
I mean, yeah. I think you have to have
But what I don't want to have them do is say it's a rich man's bill. Now, you've already begun to do that. You've got these fellows who over there in the AFL-CIO who might charge that. I think it would embarrass us all as the party of the people.
I think they will do that no matter what.
Well, I think, no.
I've already accused some of the corporation presidents of being for the tax cut because they're going to use the money to try to feed us anyhow.
Well,
and one of them admitted it.
Well, I don't mind that. I expect that. But I'm sure we could get, if we can get the dividend credit straightened out, I'm sure we can get labor to be all right. I'm sure we can get George Meany.
I will do my best, Mr. President, but I assure you that it is real.
I know. Well, God dear, you know.
My district, and it is a rough district.
I know, but when they see what this tax cut, I just saw a survey made up in this in Rooney's district, this fellow who just got elected before he ran, it showed that 78% of the people supported the tax cut. That was in the 70s for the Republicans and in the low 80s for the Democrats. I think it's a terrific asset to us, and I think it's the only chance we have to avoid a recession 64.
Well, I agree with that.
Now, these people, when they get the reductions in the rates which they will get, plus the corporation tax being reduced, plus the small business taxes being reduced, they're going to get a terrific, they're going to feel very good indeed, and this economy has got a good chance to be really booming. But I think can kill us and scar it will be if they say, oh, this is a bill which is just taking care of the big people. And I think the dividend credit happens to be the key issue. Yeah, I hear it's 13 to 12 up there, so Larry tells me, so you're key, and we really need you.
Well, I will do my very best, and thank you so much for calling. And I assure you that on the economic thing, I absolutely agree that the tax cut is completely essential.
But what we don't want to do is give them an excuse to take what I think is one of the good things we've got going for us, and maybe there aren't that many, and one of the good things that we've going for us, and say that this is a bill which is taking care of the big boys. Because if you take that, as you know, listen, I know enough about that dividend credit to know that is a real grab bag. And the only justification really is that those rates were prohibitive. Now, if we do something about those high rates and corporation taxes and the rest, it seems to me that there isn't anybody in the United States, particularly those who are in the higher brackets, who aren't going to be very happy. I'll be happy, and I'm in a pretty good bracket.
I would be enchanted if we did something about these personal holding companies this morning.
Yeah. Well, let me talk to O'Brien about that. I'm not up on that. I'm not up on that one. I'm just up on this one.
Even on the oil.
Yeah. Well, I agree. Look at the oil.
Yeah. If we could have reduced it 0.5% just the depletion allowance, it would have been the greatest tax dollar.
Yeah. But I think they might. They're going to have at least they'll get a roll call in the Senate on that.
I hope so.
Okay, Martha, do the best you can, will you? Because I think we're playing, I was going to go on television, or I think we could really sell this thing as the best political asset we can get this summer, and as a something that's going to be good for the economy, that business supports, that labor supports, that's going to help the industrial state. And I just hate to have this thing scarred by people saying, oh, this is a rich man's bill, and then makes us all trying to explain it isn't, and then they say, oh, well, the Democrats now have gone over to the big boys, and if you get enough of those labor fellows saying it, this bill will both be poisoned before we're finished.
Well, I hope that we can make it all right.
Okay, fine, Martha. Thank you.
Miss France. Oh.